Hey, Frankie. Hey, Jess. It's Brooke Walker, host of Studio 5 on KSL TV and host of Family Rules on BYU TV 2. I am a wife, a mom to three, soon to be four babies, five and under. So life's a party, sometimes a circus, but usually a party. I was raised in an all-girl family. My mom and my sisters are my very best friends. So I know firsthand how powerful it can be when women come together to support, uplift, and inspire. And to be honest, it's not that we need a designated day to do that, but I welcome any opportunity to celebrate womanhood. So International Women's Day is a great chance to do that on a broader scale and celebrate femininity on a bigger stage. I am so proud to live and work in a community that values women, that champions and celebrates women. I was born and raised in Utah, and I have to tell you, I always felt fully and wholly encouraged to just go for it. Like, to go for it personally and professionally, to take on my education, to pursue my dreams, to chase down those ambitions, even things that seemed so incredibly far out there, like, I don't know, hosting a television show. I was made to feel like I could do it from a very young age. I will say my greatest goal and desire in life was always, first and foremost, to be a wife and to be a mother. I have to acknowledge that we live in a unique environment where that role is esteemed and celebrated too, and I'm grateful for that. Who would you like to recognize on International Women's Day? I don't know if it's the person you would naturally think to thank on International Women's Day, but can I thank my dad? My dad deserves a lot of cred. So growing up, he was the only boy in a family of sisters, and he was a girl dad through and through. He raised four girls, myself, my three sisters. He put up with all of it, the hairspray, the hormones, the boyfriends, the Barbies. But you know what? He never felt lacking. And we heard all of the jokes growing up. Friends and family would make all sorts of side comments like, oh, it'd be so nice if Mark Walker got a boy. It'd be so great if your dad got a little boy. But we never heard, or more importantly, never felt that from him. And I sincerely don't believe that he felt it at all either. I mean, okay, there was that one time when he gathered us all together in the living room and insisted we learn a three-point stance. And we spent the night tackling the living room couch cushions. I don't know what that was about. But beyond that, he was at every ballet recital, every piano concert, every play, every junior prom. He was there for it. And he was always the one, I'll say, pushing us ahead, pushing us forward. I think dads are great for that. He was instrumental in helping me pursue my college education. He helped me chase down a number of internships and lean into some really big opportunities that sometimes felt too big. He's accompanied me over the years to some really fun interviews, like the time we got to interview Ty Detmer in his home and in his office, to that time when I had the chance to fly with the Blue Angels. And his go-to line is always that he's proud to carry my purse in situations like that. My dad he's a girl's guy. And I love him for that. Who would you like to recognize on International Women's Day? On International Women's Day, it would be easy and natural for me to recognize my mom and my three sisters. But outside of those strong personal circles, I have a professional circle of women who I know to be amazing. Studio 5 is produced by an incredible group of women. And I think what I love most about this producing group is we represent all different ages and stages of life. So think different backgrounds, beliefs, interests, and opinions. And we all come together to create a show that I hope reflects all of that female diversity. And I love it. I love working with these women and collaborating with these women. I can say the show, Studio 5, is better because of each of their voices, but I'm a better, more whole person because of those voices as well. This might not be the most popular opinion in the room, I'll acknowledge that, but a female-related issue that's important to me is validating all women. So as we strive to be progressive and as we strive to pursue equality and chase all of these very important, very worthy lanes of feminism, I want all women to feel validated in their personal passions and pursuits and to not get lost in the dust of progression. Meaning, if you want to stay home and be a mom, amazing. If you want or are only able to volunteer on a small scale and serve your friends and neighbors around you, fantastic. I think and sometimes worry in the pursuit to push for bigger and better and louder and more impactful, we sometimes forget and need to make sure we're still recognizing the women who are doing it in their own way, in their own homes and on their own personal stages, because it takes all kinds and every kind makes a difference, all their own. This year on International Women's Day, I choose to challenge the noise, meaning you don't have to do it out there to be doing it. Our society is really quick to celebrate forward-facing success. For example, we see amazing women doing amazing things all over social media, getting lots of likes for it, or in the workplace, they're excelling, or in the political arena, they're winning. And it's all amazing, and it's all needed, and it should make us all proud that they're doing it that way. But to the woman not getting all of those likes on Instagram, or to the woman who feels like she isn't moving the needle in a big way, to the woman doing it more quietly, simply, more subtly, you're doing it too. And I see that woman, and I celebrate her.